borders for gaining insights into a country. Finding promising investment opportunities was not a defined aim of the trip, but just because I am who I am, it is something that happens when I travel. As an investor, I would seek to learn about the markets in China, Africa, and South America, and I would visit promising stock exchanges whenever possible. I had made money in the past by investing in sleepy markets, such as Austria, Botswana, Peru, and others, and would no doubt stumble on some again. If the trip killed me, I would die happy, pursuing my passion, and that was better than dying on Wall Street someday with a few extra dollars in my pocket. The trip took me through 116 countries, many of which are rarely visited: Saudi Arabia, Myanmar, Angola, Sudan, Congo, Colombia, East Timor, and the like. The journey took me down the west coast and up the east coast of Africa, through 32 countries there. My previous trip had taken me straight down the center, from Tunis to Cape Town. It took me from Atlantic to Pacific, out of Europe across Central Asia and China, and from the Pacific back to the Atlantic by way of Siberia. From the northeast coast of Africa, I traveled across Arabia and the Indian subcontinent to Indochina.